This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. Visit brandonlegalgroup.com or call 844-4BLG4ME anytime for a free consult. Remember, Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area, so you need not live, work, nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida. Brandon Legal Group, huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming Todd Wright Tour 21. For more details on Todd Wright Tour 21 on September 29th at the Eagles Golf Club, email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Remember, Brandon Legal Group, always there when you need a free consult at 844-4BLG4ME. Also want to thank Pin Chasers. 60 years for Pin Chasers. 60 years. Three locations in the greater Tampa Bay area now that kids are back in school. You can schedule your group outing. You can enjoy those late night specials, the breakfast bowl. And remember, on Labor Day, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., it's $12, as much as you want, as much as you can. As it relates to bowling, you can walk in any Pin Chasers on Labor Day at 9 a.m. or after. Give them $12. Remember, they don't charge you for shoes. They will even offer you a free clean pair, a new pair of socks, if you don't have socks for those shoes. And on Labor Day, for that $12, you can bowl as long as you wish until 9 p.m. when those late night specials kick in. Three Pin Chasers locations, 6816 Gale Boulevard in Zephyr Hills, 4847 North Armenia, and the Veterans location, 5555 Hillsborough Avenue, just east of the Veterans Expressway. Visit pinchasers.net for more details. Sorry again for my congestion. It's allergies. It's something, and I would love to get rid of it, and I'm trying everything I can, humidifiers and otherwise, to get rid of my congestion, so I apologize if you notice the difference. I was asked by a number of people recently as it relates to the slow play in the first of the three golf PGA Tour FedEx Cup playoff events. And as someone who runs golf tournaments and as someone who plays a lot of golf when the courses aren't too wet, as they generally are this time of year in Florida, I hate slow play. Look, bad play is excusable. Slow play is not. And Bryson DeChambeau is just the latest example of a phenomenal golfer. I wish I could strike a golf ball like Bryson DeChambeau. But there's a difference between bad play and slow play. Great players like DeChambeau can play slow and should not. Bad players like maybe you can play slow and you should not. It is one of the things that I have completely eliminated from my Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. I have done a number of things to speed up play on the golf course. One of my most proud moments was at a tournament I hosted at West Chase Golf Club around a year ago. Not only do I stress, unlike other tournaments, and you've heard me here on the Toddcast rip other tournaments for just not caring. For example, if they're a little late starting, they think it's no big deal. Well, it is a big deal. Start on time. You said the tournament was going to start at 1 o'clock. You said the tournament was going to start at 8:30 a.m. Start on time. If it's weather related, okay, fine. Otherwise, no excuse. We should be able to get our money back and leave. I start on time or a minute to 5 minutes before. We did an event at West Chase Golf Club. We started at 1 p.m. was the published start time. I had 100 golfers on and off the golf course, all playing 18 holes, all had a full meal afterwards provided by Chef Daniel at Two Spoons at West Chase and gave out 100 prizes and said goodbye to everybody at 5:55 p.m. Now, for those of you who know anything about golf tournaments, you know that's amazingly fast. I love golf, but I don't want to spend too much time doing it. It's like anything else that we enjoy. There's a line at some point where we're like, this is taking too long, whether we are waiting for it or it just takes too long to do. So I am all for the PGA Tour putting immediate penalties in, and now is the time they can do it because after these next two events, the season technically ends and it flips over to a new season, to implement immediate penalties where, much like a tennis player can lose a point or a game or a set and eventually the match for doing something they're not supposed to do, including time delays, if it takes them too long to serve a ball, among behavioral problems or racket abuse or court abuse, etc., verbal abuse of an umpire. We went through that with the U.S. Open last year with Serena Williams. Put that into golf. It's the only way you're going to get these guys' attention because they make so much money that they don't care if you find them. And the PGA Tour has all these independent contractors playing for them, which is often why they hide under the desk. And even when a Dustin Johnson gets obviously suspended for 6 months because he failed multiple drug tests, the Tour doesn't acknowledge that they suspended him for that. The Tour is outdated in this sense. So whether it is professional golf or I talked about baseball recently here on the Toddcast and just how the games go on and on and on and on. I don't have a tolerance for it. I don't have a tolerance for it in my daily life either. When I go out and play golf, if there is a group in front of me that is taking too much time and they are not waving me to play through, which the majority of golfers will do, because they're smart and they have etiquette. If they don't, I just skip the hole, go in front of them. I love when they say, well, there's nowhere to go. Sometimes there is. I'll skip multiple holes, come back. Most of the time I'm not keeping a scorecard anyway, but I can finish later on. Dave Wirth and I played around at the Copperhead course at Innisbrook a few months ago. And we had a wonderful pace of play on the front nine, but as we approached the 10th tee, we had caught a slower group that teed off roughly an hour before us. We caught them in nine holes. Dave made the suggestion, hey, let's just tell them we're going to drive ahead to 11. There's no one in front of them. And then when we finish 18, we'll just hop over to 10 and play it as our last hole. Done. Worked out perfectly. Now, the gentlemen on 10 were like, no, we're sorry. Go ahead and tee off. Say, no, guys, there's no one up there. We can move by. Whether it is us as a society, good or bad, we want to do things with a rhythm. I think that's the right word here. None of us like sitting in traffic. None of us like standing in line. Our time is valuable, and we have a rhythm to our body clocks and how we want to do things, and we try to time out our day appropriately. Just the other night, guilty, I go see all the Fast and Furious movies. Yes, they're very predictable, but I love it. It's why I like going to the movies. I don't like watching them on my TV. I want the big screen. I want the sound. I want to sit in a movie theater for all of them. They've become like action comedies. Heck, Kevin Hart and Ryan Reynolds showed up in this movie. I had to wait about 12 minutes because there was only one register open simply to buy an overpriced bag of popcorn. Nobody wants that. Now you deal with that when you check out at certain stores also. And you appreciate when someone pops up and says, I can take you right here. That's awesome. Well, while I don't watch a lot of soccer, or as those in the rest of the world call it, football, I do appreciate how the game moves, how it fits inside a particular window, how you know how long it is going to take. And with the caveat that at the end of each half, they hold up a sign if they are adding extra time. I don't mind that because it's usually a handful of minutes. That's it. And it's somewhat exciting. But they finish it within a certain amount of time. So whether it's golf, I mentioned tennis, I would like to see tennis go to three sets, especially for men in non-major events. I get why in the majors men play five sets. Some of it's great theater, like if it's Nadal and Federer, sometimes not so much. But I think one of the challenges of sports is to keep things moving, because I've always been a sports fan, raised on it by my grandparents, played a lot of sports recreationally, earned four letters in high school, was never anywhere close to good enough to earn a scholarship in anything or play professionally, but I want to follow it, but I want it to move along. You know, sometimes these replays, they drag it. We need to find a way to make replay faster. Tennis replay is terrific. I wish all sports could move as fast as tennis replay. That would be fantastic. It's the best sport for instant replay. But whether it's a way to limit the length of baseball games, whether to time how long it takes Bryson DeChambeau to brutal an 8-foot putt, and he did badly after taking over 2 minutes to do it. Or in other sports where things just don't move along fast enough. Me admitting something positive about soccer is a big admit for me. But I think that's where we are. We want our lives to move in a certain rhythmic fashion. And we want our sports to do the same thing. That's why I protect in my golf events bad players. And that's what I also love about what's called a quota game, where if you go out as an individual and you play a quota game, once you get past bogey, you just pick up your ball because you earn 0 points for anything worse than bogey. There's no reason for you to keep playing. Now, I doubt they'll ever do that on the PGA Tour, but it's a wonderful thing to do when individuals play golf against one another, because it takes the big number out of it, probably takes some frustration out of it. I just do think there are things that can be done in our pro sports, just as I wish there were more things in our personal lives that would keep things moving along, right? Never enough hours in the day. So when we allocate a certain time for something we're supposed to enjoy, let us enjoy it at a good pace, including our professional sports. So that's how I answer the golf question, and that's why my golf tournaments always stress as fast a pace of play as possible when I put 100 to 120 golfers out on the golf course. By the way, Todd Wright Tour 21. If you want information on my next golf tournament, it's our annual football themed event. One of the things that everybody does is they get a Vegas style pick card of the 1 o'clock games, because the tournament starts at one. As a team, you pick games against the spread. You monitor their scores while you're on the golf course. When you finish your round, whatever games you got right, I give you a stroke off your score for every correct pick. Works out great. It kind of balances out a little bit of the field. Just because the best golfers go out and shoot the best score doesn't mean they win the tournament. And I've always been very fair about how I give away all these prizes at my events, and people seem to appreciate it. All my events are open to the public. Todd Wright Tour 21, Sunday, September 29th at the Eagles Golf Club. Visit my Facebook page, just Todd Wright in Tampa, or visit the Todd Wright Tour Facebook page, or follow me on Instagram at Todd Wright 2019 to see the info on my golf tournaments. Thanks to Pin Chasers. Thanks to Brandon Legal Group for their support of the Todd Wright Toddcast. We will talk to you next time.